Well, meat's often a luxury for some families, but in an initiative set up last year by two South Island farmers is helping to put it on the tables of those who really need it. Meet the Need allows farmers to donate money or livestock and works with Silver Fern Farms, which processes the meat and helps distribute it to charities and community organisations that feed vulnerable families. More than 800 animals have been donated, resulting in 370,000 meals for families. It's starting to expand with a partnership this year with Maraca to supply UHT milk products. The initiative's the brainchild of Golden Bay dairy farmer Wayne Lanford and share milker Siobhan O'Malley. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good. I hope it's a glorious day out on the farm and everything's behaving itself.
Yeah, we're getting rain, so you never complain about rain and
rain in Golden Bay.
And oddly, on the West Coast, we've got beautiful sun. So
there you go.
We're not complaining either.
Siobhan, it's always sunny on the West Coast. Come on.
It is. Don't tell everyone.
All right. Let's hear a little bit first about Meet the Need and how this idea emerged and how you two, became partners in it.
Yeah, great. I guess I'll start off there. A year ago, I probably talked on the show around some of the work I was doing in the mental health space with my YOLO Farmer social media platform. As part of that, I do a challenge each day to say I live for each day. And one of my challenges one day was I actually took some meat into the local food bank in Golden Bay. When I dropped it off, it was just a couple of plastic supermarket bags, which no one remembers anymore. But I dropped them off thinking, oh, this will last until the end of the week. And when they said 2 or 3 months, I just couldn't believe it. I went home and I was milking the next morning and I thought to myself, well, if I donated a whole cow, and if there's 100 farms in Golden Bay, then if I donated one cow in my lifetime and everyone else did the same, then no one in Golden Bay should go hungry, right? It was a pretty simple concept. And so from there it grew, what would it take to feed Motueka and Nelson and eventually Christchurch to the South Island and then from there New Zealand. And that's how the idea grew, and I knew if it was going to be a success, I'd have to bring someone in to sort out the finer details, and that's where Siobhan put in. So Siobhan, you can probably take over from there.
Yeah, that's probably a fair summary. So I came in and helped iron out the details. We made it a real priority to make it easy for farmers to donate, easy for the food banks to receive the meat and store it and all the rest of it. So we just worked on systems, and that's what I do, I guess, come in and help make the systems work so that the project could scale. And working with Silver Fern Farms was a massive, massive boost to that. So they gave us the logistics so we could just piggyback off their supply chain. And, yeah, it's been a roaring success, and we're really, really proud of all the farmers that have got on board and donated some of what they grow on their farms to help feed the hungriest people in New Zealand. It's amazing.
YOLO, that YOLO challenge of yours, Wayne, what's next is all I can say. It's quite a thing, isn't it?
it is. And it's been pretty life-changing for our family and our community and those that have been involved, really. So it is pretty cool. And I guess that's the coolest part about it is we don't know what's next. And that's the heart of it all, really, is when you open your life up and open your mind up, you never know what might come at you. So we're loving it. We'll see where it goes.
So, Siobhan, the partnership with Silver Fern Farms, because this is what was confusing us. We were thinking, who does the butchering? Does it just become part of the normal supply chain, but pegged for this purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. So, working with Silver Fern Farms was a huge boost for us because it meant that any farmer could donate any deer, any kind of cattle, or any kind of sheep, and from anywhere in New Zealand. So what happens is the farmer donates to livestock or donates via our website, and 100% of the funds of the value of that animal or the funds they donate goes into a food fund, and we use that fund to buy back beef mince because that's what the food banks told us was, versatile and what they actually wanted to be able to provide. And Silver Fern Farms process a whole lot of export quality beef mince for us, freeze it in 500 gram bricks and help us distribute that through their distribution network as well. So the exact same animal may not be the one that ends up in the food bank, but the value of that animal, 100% of it goes to the food that goes out to the food banks.
So 370,000 meals now, more than 800 animals donated, 370,000 meals. And, let's just think about what the dollar value of that is to a family the equivalent of what the farmer donates? Like if a farmer donates a lamb, say, you know, what would that be worth if it was just if it was going off to the works and into a normal, you know, financial return for the farmer?
Lamb's about $100, give or take, in terms of a donation from a farmer. But we've had a huge number of farmers donate a cow or a cattle beast, some of which are worth anywhere between $700 and $1,200.
Wow.
So it can be a huge donation in monetary terms from farmers, but they don't think about it like that. They think, we're a farmer, we grow food, that's what farmers do. And what they think about is, I want to share some of this food that I've grown with people who are hungry. And that's such a simple concept for a farmer to get their head around. And so rather, yes, it does. It's dollars for them that comes off their profit or their business. But what they're actually thinking about is, I'm sharing food, and that's the main message.
Wayne, do you think that's why it's taken off? Because it's so personal, and it's, you know, someone who already has satisfaction, I'm sure, feeding people, is able to actually target those who can't afford their product. Is that why it's taken off?
Yeah, I think so. You know, farmers have traditionally been always, you know, pretty giving people. And if you look within the rural communities, you know, a lot of the town halls, the swimming pools, the parks and whatnot, you know, significant investment from farmers typically in those communities around that. They've always wanted to give away a lot of food, but, you know, we produce so much in a lot of instances that it's quite hard to do, you know, to donate a whole beast. You know, often the food banks can't handle it and whatnot. So we've simply just made that process a little bit easier for farmers. Simply, you know, they tell us they want to donate one, and then we take care of everything else from there. So, you know, that's been the success, but really is keeping it really easy for farmers and working out how we can best manage that. Yeah.
Siobhan, how do you work the logistics with, I imagine it's food banks or other charities, just a little bit more about how, can you tailor it so that you can get it to where it's needed most, or those where it's tremendously popular as a food source and they run out quickly, how can you deal at that end?
Yeah, sure. So most of our farmers, when they donate, say to us, I'd really like this to go to my local area. So we have gradually rolled out based on where the farmers have been donating from mainly, because they've said, I want, you know, Geraldine Food Bank or Gore Food Bank to get this in the first instance, which is completely fair enough. They want to look after their own communities. So we talk to the food banks and we say, you know, how many parcels a week or a month are you giving out? How much mince can you store? And so we're just talking to them every month and making sure we deliver an amount that is what they can handle in terms of their storage capacity and also meeting the needs of how many parcels they're giving out.
And most of it is South Island based at the moment. Is that just because of a word of mouth thing, do you think, Wayne? And do you anticipate it will spread further?
Oh, to be fair, shipping frozen mince around the country is not the easiest process in the world. And so we wanted to make sure we had it correct in the South Island first. A large percentage of our donations so far have come from the South Island. So we got it going there first, and we've finally worked out all our little kinks and things that we need to make it successful. So we're heading into the North Island very, very soon. And so that'll be successful. Success, but that's just why we're in the South Island at this stage.
It was a heck of a year last year. It still is, but it was a heck of a year last year with lockdowns and business closures and people losing jobs and people on casual contracts going without pay. Did it really take off during that time?
Yeah, it did. You know, this idea had been floating around for a while. We'd been working on it for almost a year before the COVID lockdown hit. And fortunately, you know, a number of interested parties kind of knew about it. And so when lockdown did come, our farmers heard that noise, and particularly coming from their local towns and whatnot, you know, the industries that had been hit, they wanted to help out, and they contacted us and say, hey, how can we get this up off the ground quickly? You know, Silverburn Farm said, you know, let's kick this into gear. Yeah, that old analogy of the duck that's sitting on top of the water looking good, but, you know, scrambling underneath, that was us trying to get things going for a month there during lockdown. So,
And we also have support for our running costs from Dairy NZ, Beef and Lamb and Federated Farmers. And what they had was their members, their farmer members ringing them and saying, hey, this is our country's hurting, how can we help? So that was good because it drove those organisations to say, actually, we've got a solution here with Meet the Need and let's all pull together.
And now you're looking at expanding. Siobhan, can you speak to what's happening with the long life milk idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once we had this charitable supply chain set up for meat, it wasn't long before some dairy companies wanted to talk to us. And Wayne and I are both dairy farmers in our day job. So We spoke to Miraka, who are an amazing milk processor in the central North Island. And basically from our very first conversation, they're like, yes, we want to do this. How can we do this? And so we went back and talked to food banks around what kind of dairy product we could supply them that they needed. And UHT milk or long life milk was what they came back and said, look, this would be really helpful to us. So Miraka is just a small processor, but it's just a start. And they've got a huge heart and they have set it up so that a farmer donates 1,000 litres of milk, say, then basically 1,000 litres of UHT milk gets delivered to the local food banks up there around the area where they pick up milk and distribute up there. So it's really cool. It's very exciting. We've already had some amazing response from those Miraka farmers as well.
Fantastic. We've got the link to the Meet the Need website where people can learn more about this. What a great initiative. And we'll look forward to your next YOLO adventure, Wayne. Talk to you then.
Oh, thanks. Fantastic.
Yes. Wayne Langford, thanks. And thanks also to Siobhan and Nellie, who's West Coast based. Wayne is Golden Bay based dairy farmers.